What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now we're joined by Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, in news on monkeypox, we heard on the news headlines there's a case in Wales, but tell me more.
Yeah, they've done some genomics. They've sequenced several samples of the monkeypox, and it turns it hasn't changed, Pat. It's the same as the previous monkeypox. The fear was it might have become a variant that was more transmissible or somehow nastier, but it looks as if it's the same. So that's good news.
In other words, the vaccine for smallpox will work against monkeypox.
Precisely, and it won't be more transmissible, say, for example, if it was spreading more. Doesn't seem to be the case. That was a good bit of news this morning.
Yeah. We still don't know where it came from and how various people are getting it. But anyway, the cases are few enough, shall we say.
That's right.
Now, you want to talk to me about memory loss and why people lose their memory a bit as they get older and how it might be reversed.
Yeah, it's a big finding, this, but in many ways it struck me as really interesting. So the level of research and discovery in neuroscience is remarkable now. That's just about the brain. It's the big mystery, how does the brain work still? But there's a huge amount of science happening. And this latest discovery suggests a way to improve memory as you get older. Now, as you know, Pat, as we all age, our memory begins to fade, you know. So, for example, we would have a harder time learning a new language now that we're older. Our memory doesn't seem to be quite so strong. And it's a big question, why is that? And then Alzheimer's is the most severe example of memory loss, of course. And now in mice, they can double the memory power of older mice. That's what the discovery is, incredibly. Can you imagine if you could double your memory if you're old, kind of thing, you know?
So how do you conduct an experiment on the memory of a mouse? How do you know what a mouse remembers?
Yeah, they've all kinds of tests for it. The mouse can learn something, you see, and then you can recall, you know. Now, it isn't where to put the cheese. That's too simplistic. But there's various ways that you can teach a mouse a new trick, as it were, and then make sure it can remember it, you know. And in this study, there were 20-month-old mice. They're quite old for a mouse. And they gave them incredibly, a thing called the cerebrospinal fluid, that's a fluid that bathes the brains of mice, from a young mouse, was infused into an older mouse. And the older mouse, twice the power of the memory was in the mouse, if you like. In other words, they could double the power of the mouse's capacity to remember something by simply infusing this fluid from a younger mouse into an older mouse. It sounds a bit science fiction-y, but
so they drew the fluid off a younger mouse then injected it into the brain of the older mouse.
Precisely. They took a 10-week-old mouse, took the fluid from the brain of that mouse, gave that to a 20-month-old mouse, and then did a memory test, do you see?
Yeah. Now, what kind of a test did they do?
Yeah, they gave the mice a bit of a light shock, basically, and also flashed a light, right? Now, if you flash a light without the shock, the mouse remembers the shock, and then it's slightly a bit anxious, you know, can remember the experience of the shock linked to the light, you know? And then it turns out there was a 40% increase recall, if you like, by flashing the light.
So the older mouse who got the shock and the lights.
Yeah.
Wasn't spooked by the lights the second time round as much because he didn't remember the shock.
That kind of thing, precisely, yes.
And then the young mouse did remember.
That's exactly what it is, far precise. There's various ways to test memory in mice, but that was the test they used in this particular study. And of course, the scientists were blown away by this because imagine you were doubling the ability of the mouse to remember, if you like, by giving it this CSF fluid. And that was a bit unexpected because the question is, what's in the fluid, by the way? And all these scientific questions came off then.
Yeah. So, do you remember the stories? I think it was about Pope Pius the 12th who was getting monkey gland injections or something. You know, and that whole elixir of youth.
Yeah.
That if you could get some of the youth stuff into your body, that you'd become youthful.
It's that kind of thing. Yeah, and blood has been used, by the way, Pat, as well. Young blood has been used to decrease aging as well. So it's quite a common thing that they're doing. What they noticed was this was called CSF. Your brain floats on this fluid, basically, and it protects the brain in various ways. And you make 500 mils a day of this, by the way, is made.
So you have plenty.
You have loads of it, precisely, yeah. And they looked at the composition of it, and they noticed it changes as you age. And they wondered, is the CSF changing then a reason why the brain is less effective, is the way to think of it.
So to all 20-year-olds today, have a bit of CFF drawn off you.
Yeah, yeah.
store it until you're 70 and then inject it, and there could be no implications of rejection or anything like that.
No ethics. Your young CSF is what you want to keep a hold of, maybe. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that was the clever part.
Good
of it.
Good business for somebody to store it. Yeah.
Well, the key question becomes, what's in the CSF? And yet again, great science, but they identified a thing called FGF17. It's a protein that's in the CSF that goes down as you age, right? And they wonder, was that the active ingredient? And lo and behold, they gave the mice FGF17 as a purified protein, and that was able to strengthen the capacity to remember in the older mice as well. So now we have a real piece of science there. It isn't just some kind of hocus pocus and some fluid. You know, there's a real protein in the CSF that improves memory as you age, basically. And that was the big find.
Now, the people who did this experiment and discovered that FGF17 is effective, they've patented the whole thing.
They certainly have, yeah. And what's fantastic about it is they know the mechanism. And if you're a scientist, how does it work? Has to be the ultimate scientific question. It boosts a cell type called oligodendrocytes. Now, try and remember that tomorrow.
So oligodendrocytes,
they make your neurons work better, basically, you know. And the FGF17 is driving that cell type to make your neurons remember, if you like. And that mechanism was so well worked out. It was wonderful. The oligodendrocyte actually makes myelin. It's the insulation on a nerve and makes the nerve fire
better.
Which
is what happens in MS when your myelin sheath starts to go.
Precisely, yes. So in other words, you're boosting myelin through this FGF17 path. It's a bit complicated, but it's great science, because here we have a biochemical molecular explanation for why FGF17 would allow neurons to work properly. And it's in the neurons, of course, where the memory is, you see. So there's a really good rationale for this.
Because there are some things that doctors do that they don't really understand why they work. For example, electroconvulsive therapy, which is done under sedation these days, it works for some patients. But they don't know why.
Yeah, I know.
They don't know how.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's okay, of course, if it works, isn't it, in a sense, you know?
Yeah.
But if you make a new discovery, you have many questions. And to really support the conclusion you're drawing, how is this actually working? And lo and behold, the FGF17 neuronal link was proven in this study as well, which is a really nice piece of science.
Now, do you need to have CSF fluid from the brain to manufacture FGF17, or can you synthesize it?
You can synthesize it, absolutely. There's a gene, of course, that makes FGF17. You can clone that gene now and make it in bulk. And the next step in this process will absolutely be to make lots of FGF17 and use that now as a therapy. Now, of course, we'd all like to remember things as we get older. We don't like losing our memories, do we, or having trouble learning things. But it's Alzheimer's is the real application here, because memory loss is a big feature of Alzheimer's, as we all know. So again, you can imagine now they're heading in that direction. And then, of course, cognitive decline is a feature of aging anyway, you know, and who knows, this could actually slow down cognitive decline. What you're doing, you're supplementing something that's going down as you age, basically, in a kind of a natural way.
Now, something we can't answer, because the medics will be in charge of this one, but, I mean, could you have this FGF17 in your cornflakes every day? Or does it have to be injected into the brain?
It has to be injected, yes. That's the tricky bit, you see. So how we'd apply it is the question. But for me, this pathway now is revealed, if you will. That goes down as you age. It's a reason why you can't remember things as well as you get older, learn new things, you see. And could you now supplement that and improve your whole cognitive process as you get older? Make the old brain young again is one idea here. Now, of course, will it be as simple? Probably not. There may be other things there. But it was striking that single protein stood out among all the stuff. Because CSF's got a complicated the fluid, you see. So FGF17, the identification was so clear from this study.
All right, excellent stuff. And just remember those. I've already forgotten the oligodendrocyte.
I should have given you some FGF17, but that would have helped you remember oligodendrocyte, you see.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
That's right.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Joining us.